When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
All right.
To you.
Happy birthday.
No, we can't sing that. We can't legally sing that. Can you?
Can't legally sing that?
I don't think you can.
You can, yes. That's really? Not owned.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
You can sing happy birthday all day long on
Welcome
TV.
Welcome to Dirty Mo Live. For those tuning in, it is 9:32 and the beers have just been opened. You ready to go?
It's a good day at work.
Tastes good. Wait, we're working today?
I mean... Dale's not here.
Yeah. Dale's not here.
Boss man's
well,
gone.
It's a Dirty Mo Live DJD crossover this morning in the Bojangles studio. It's very exciting. Andrew Curlin here, Travis Rockhold, Dalton Greco, and of course, Mike Davis. Welcome.
Dude, we're drinking beer at 9:30
drinking
in the morning.
Drinking beer at 9:30
in the morning. I like where we're at with this. Mm-hmm. I like what we've grown into.
Beer too, right?
You know, we do have a beer toast today.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I'm well aware. Nobody gets more excited about beer toast at JRM than me.
Nope. Travis has become JRM's biggest fan
in the matter of months. The moment Sam Mayer took the checkered flag, and, like, I was at the track, like, not even a chance for TV delay, I got a text from Travis saying beer toast.
Yep.
How can you chug beer?
I'm not a big chugger.
$100 if you chug that beer right there.
Ooh,
that's easy money.
Is there a time?
That's easy money.
You just gotta just.
Well, yeah. What do you define chug?
Just it's gotta be empty. Go.
I'm not good. It's gonna fail.
$100 right now.
Come on, channel Luke Combs.
Oh,
wow, nothing.
Come on.
You can't talk in my backswing.
Wow. What backswing?
You talked in my backswing.
All right, Tiger, calm down. Good Lord.
Dude, that was pathetic.
Travis, you're supposed to be a pro.
Quiet on the set, I'm chugging beer.
One, I told you I'm not a chugger, and then as soon as I go...
What do you do at a party? Like, everyone be quiet, I'm about to drink this beer. Turn the music off.
I don't chug beers, though. I'm not a chugger.
Do you want a mulligan?
Do you want a shotgun one?
No. Do you want a mulligan?
Shotgun?
All right, here he goes. He's lining it up. You hear the gulps.
Yeah, you can.
Yo.
God. Oh, my God.
You hear a hard gulper.
That is pathetic.
Mike, we were talking about ASMR before. I was, we got a little taste of it right there.
Yeah. What if, while Dale was gone, we did the whole show ASMR?
Jeez.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Welcome to Dirty Air.
What did you think about the robe?
All right. We got to stop.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It's creepy.
We should tee up the fact that Dale is not here.
No.
Wishing him a very happy birthday.
Wait a second. What is it?
Yeah.
Bojangles!
Yes.
Bojangles! Bojangles Studios.
Bojangles.
I already.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just
did
made
you?
Sure of it. You know, yeah. This. All right. So I
did
didn't
he,
know.
Tim's?
Alex made
Tim
sure.
Tim heard it. No. Earlier. Right. Like, right when we started the show.
All right.
I don't believe you.
It's been officially done now. Bojangles Studio. Thank you, Bojangles, for sponsoring Dirty Air. I know you'd prefer if Dale were here. But I got to be honest.
We're what you got.
But listen, it is Dale's birthday, and hopefully he's having a good time wherever he is. And we have sponsor obligations, and we also had a cutoff race. So, Andrew, we're here.
We are here.
I don't know if anybody's going to watch or listen. But
I highly doubt it.
But we're going to drink.
If they are, they're going to have a good time.
I guess.
We can promise them that.
I hope. By the way, I'm feeling a little giving. What is it? Yeah. You know, if it's Dale's birthday, I think we should give away stuff, but to fans.
Oh.
Very cool. I mean,
and that's a birthday gift that doesn't go to Dale.
That's the extent of the thought I put into this.
Oh, so instead of giving Dale a gift, you're giving
fans a gift.
A gift.
That's like, right, for Dale's birthday.
Me birthday, Sue birthday.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
By the way, tuning into the YouTube chat, Reese said it's 6:30 in Oregon, and they are also cracking a cold one for Dale Jr.'s birthday. So that's
good
even earlier.
You want? Oh, man. I could do a second shot. I could give you cash if you could drink a whole beer without burping.
Oh, that's easy. Wait, like I don't have to chug it?
How is that easy?
I don't know. It's hard.
What do you mean not burping?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to be the one to have to stare at you and see if you're
see if he's burping.
Right, right.
And then we gotta go to instant replay to see if that was a burp or not.
Yeah. Right. Can we roll that back? Please?
Forget that. But I'm saying is that this is what we should do, and I haven't put a whole lot of thought to it, but we can talk about it right now.
This is some of our best ideas.
Yeah.
Dale's birthday. What are you gonna buy him? Right. What are you gonna buy him? And there's an answer to that. You could probably buy him an old raggedy T-shirt. He would love it. But we should try to come up with a way in which we buy stuff for fans. And to be honest with you, we could do it on YouTube with the people listening or watching right now. And we have the store door open to next to our studio. The store, the retail store, is adjacent to our studio here. I don't know. I might just go buy somebody like $500 worth of gear.
Yeah.
Somebody, well, I'm going to leave and go into the store.
Yeah. Travis, change my, walk change
am I eligible?
Around.
You had your shot at money and you whiffed.
You just talked to my backswing.
Twice.
Yeah, you suck.
Talking your backswing.
You suck.
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah.
You lost that
one
too.
I feel like sitting next to DBC over here.
Right.
Just burps and snorts and everything.
So, okay.
You got any fireball?
Our fan, 00, he said... you know, after Mike just teed that up, there's going to be a bunch of fans walking in tipsy into the shop, into the gift shop.
This would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
This would be the time.
I'm feeling charitable. I'm feeling giving. I want to give. I want to celebrate Dale's birthday, and let's do it with fans.
Yeah.
That's my idea. Now, from this point on, Andrew, it's up to you on whether
it's
anything
up to
is
me
out.
To figure right. this out.
How could we do it on YouTube?
It's a good question.
I think we just videotape on our cell phone and we'll post it. The first person that shows up and we see standing in this door.
We could call...
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We
could call someone from upstairs.
I'm only one beer
camera.
In. My ideas don't start till two. Yeah,
okay. First person that shows up in that door.
All right.
That's right.
At the gift shop. We are at JRM, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really want to say that. I didn't know that it was obvious. We're talking about celebrating beer toast and everything
the
else.
The question is, are there people outside already waiting, thinking that Dale's taping today?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Probably.
But are they
yeah.
watching this?
Oh, yeah. They
they're
could,
not watching.
They could Probably just not. Stroll right in. Yeah. We could be.
Hey, this is your chance. First person that shows up, I will buy.
$88.
Listen, here's the thing. I would like it if they would come on and explain, you know, talk to us. Because we are doing a podcast here. But we'll say the first person that shows up, I'll go in. How much? How much do I buy?
Let's see. It's okay. So today's the 10th. It's Dale's 49th birthday, right?
Is it 49?
Yep.
Woo. Friend, you are. I didn't even know.
So and, since it's the 10th, I would say $10,000.
That sounds wrong. You need to get that checked out.
Wait, what? What'd you just
awful.
Do?
You missed it.
Ugh.
I think I'm glad I missed whatever just happened.
It was a burp of Bojangles and Coors Light.
Wow.
All right, Andrew, get us back on the road. Well, how much money are we going to spend?
How much money? It's not my money.
You did say $500 before this.
Yeah.
Or even on
here's
the stream
thing.
Now.
Here's the thing. I'll figure it out in the store based off of a number of factors. Like okay. if, you know... If it's a big family and all that right. stuff, you know, we'll figure it out. On YouTube, I think we should do this. I think that you should do the laugh game that you guys tried out last time.
Okay.
And if anybody says anything, and I don't know who wants to read the comments, but you've got to type something in. Who is going to be the one to keep the straight face? Who are we going to do this on?
Not Travis.
I can give it a shot.
Let's give Dalton.
Okay,
Dalton.
Who can break Dalton?
Who can break Dalton? Who can make Dalton Greco laugh?
I like
and,
that.
And basically, you have to write a comment in the YouTube.
Curlin will read it.
And Curlin will read it. And the whole goal is to make. Now, please, this is live. Keep it civil.
Yeah.
We're not going to read it if it's bad. So if you write Scott, something bad, we're not reading it. You don't win. So
there's no there telling go. What
I'd
I'll
say
read.
PG-13.
So this isn't a race. This isn't first one to do this. It's literally just.
Are we doing this throughout?
Do it throughout.
Someone
yeah.
comments something. We're in the middle of it.
No,
can
that's
I just
gonna,
blurt it out?
No, that's going to be
blurt
hard.
Blurt it out.
No, that's. I will say for Dalton to try to stay serious for an entire show, we got to make this like at the end of the show. So you got to stick around, get your. And then we'll do, I think, at the end.
Start thinking. Start thinking.
Start
of
thinking
things.
Of your jokes. We'll tell you when to submit them, maybe.
Okay, fair
I like
enough.
That idea.
Fair enough.
I like that idea. It gives me time to get in the zone.
And then if you are the one that cracks Dalton Greco, crack Dalton Greco.
We want you to break him.
Break the Greco. Yeah,
break me.
Break the Greco.
Break the leg.
Break the Greco. Yeah. If you can break the Greco. Correct, and by the way, it's I got to hear, it's a sound. Like mm-hmm. if he does this, the That counts. Yeah. Doesn't it?
I think if his face breaks. I can.
Should we do a warm up to see how easy?
If I go to an open mouth smile, I think that's when it's like, because I can kind of like do
that. That's like a check swing. Doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. But if I go like,
all right. So be thinking about how you're going to break Greco. And then we'll keep an eye on the store and let's give away something for fans.
I like this.
On behalf of Dale's birthday.
It's a fun day.
All right.
It's a great fun day out here.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a great day for you. Mountains are blue.
Actually, although I do think that it would be funny if you just in the middle of conversation just blurted out some random thing. Yeah.
That's what I think would be. Maybe it might be easier to crack Greco.
Oh,
that'll be the warm up.
Yeah.
All right. That's up to you, Andrew.
It's funny.
I'm monitoring the chat right now.
The hard part is Andrew is funny and makes me laugh a lot. So Travis, not so much.
Right.
That beer was good.
Hey, Dalton, have you ever heard that you and Travis look alike?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. That's not going to get me.
Micah will not be winning. He will not be winning.
No.
Nope. All right.
Do we want to talk about the race?
Yeah. Roval. I was there. It was good to be back at the racetrack. And, man, it seems like everyone has mixed opinions on the Roval. Like, what did you guys think of it watching it on TV? Because I know I have my thoughts of being there in person.
Well,
meh.
I mean, after I basically completely crapped all over it last week. I mean, it was a somewhat entertaining race. It gave me a little bit of life, but I don't think it was enough to make me change my mind.
Where were you entertained at?
Some of the wrecks, and there was a little bit of close racing
on
the restarts.
So a couple people spinning out in the back?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, listen, I didn't say it was a feature film. I'm not going to give it a standing ovation, but in the years past, it was terrible.
Would you have voted yes or no on the good race poll?
I voted no.
I would have voted no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mike?
I would have voted on whether you thought Dale was sick or not.
Yeah.
That would have been the poll.
He's the boss. I think he was sick.
Does he get paid time off? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. How many PTO
do you get PTO?
Yeah,
how many vacation
does he accrue it the longer he works? Like, is that how it works?
Right. He's been at NBC several years. I think he's probably accrued a nice little.
He might have 3 PTO races
right
at this point. Yeah.
Dang. I mean, it's his birthday and he gets sick.
Yeah, it's a little questionable.
I think he was sick. No, he was sick.
He said he had fever.
He's actually been kind of sounding awful for a couple weeks. Ever since we got back from Pennsylvania,
yeah,
to be honest with
you,
I could tell he was starting to go.
Yeah,
on the same day as that Lernerville trip.
That's right. And but then if you can't, you catch a fever, you can't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
well,
I mean, I have a fever right now.
Really? And you're at work?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's a commitment, right? There. But you probably haven't worked here long enough to accrue a lot of vacation days.
No, I haven't.
So you got to place it.
None of us have. We're all.
I've got
rookies.
Some days. Got
I'm
some
just
days
here to take
though.
Everyone
got
down
comp
with me.
Days, not like official PTO.
No, I got still official PTO days.
Okay. Listen, I thought the race was mildly entertaining. The end is always better than the beginning.
But the end wasn't entertaining.
Byron was chasing him down. I mean, again, you gotta if you appreciate racing, and not just entertain me like all the kids want these days.
Right. That was my argument.
You know, you're watching a race. I like the Roval. I'm sorry. I like when Marcus Smith comes up with big ideas, and I like I liked it. It's a cutoff race. Yeah, I'm not gonna bang on it. I think that I like watching racing.
Mike. I'm with you in terms of I was a little skeptical going in with the last 2 road course races, really only having 2 natural cautions combined between the two of them. But this exceeded my expectations for the Roval for what the road course package looked like this
agree.
Year. Plus, I don't know, being there, it always is more entertaining because you've got, I mean, I've said to this day, being at the Roval in the infield is the closest I have ever been to race cars at full speed in the middle of a cup race.
That's
I
fair.
Mean, you are.
Wasn't it eventful, Travis, for Denny? I mean, like, you saw him, like, piling it on in there.
Too deep.
I mean, that was entertaining.
Did you see Jeb Burton tweeted him back?
Yeah. And,
but he was wrong.
And Denny wasn't even referring to Jeb Burton.
All right, y'all, if you're going to talk about tweets, you got to say what they are.
So Denny on Saturday tweeted, too deep. Dalton, what time did he tweet that at?
Like, 2:30.
What time did the Xfinity race start?
3 o'clock.
Wow.
Not about you, Jeb.
So
it was during practice. Denny said he went qualifying. He said he went too deep, So he tweeted that, too deep, dot, dot, dot. And then after the cup racer, after Denny drove it in too deep and then ended up breaking his toe length, Jeb Burton quoted him and said, too deep, dot, dot, dot. And everybody was like, he's not even referring to you, man. Like, I don't know. If you're going to talk crap on Twitter, just make sure you got it
if
right.
If you're going to be petty, you got to be accurate.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Was Denny petty on Actions Detrimental?
I didn't think he was petty at all. I think he was accurate. I mean, listen.
That's one way to put it.
It was the past probably two or three episodes have been the best. They're finding their footing. And this week, talking about the scheduling, talking about Jeff Gordon. I mean, it was an entertaining episode.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with Denny. And I want to go on the record. Not that anybody cares. Nobody's looking at my record.
Mike.
But I like it when we defend a driver being true to themselves. I will die on that hill. I've said it many times. Listen, I'm not saying I got to agree with him. I'm saying is that there's Denny's approach to how to engage with the fan base. And then there's the Jeff Gordon approach. And
yeah.
Jeff Gordon was very vocal about he doesn't agree with the way Denny goes about that.
But he's fine with it if it's not at Hendrick, which is...
So what do you think the rationale is behind that? Like,
because they want to
because
they want to operate like the New York Yankees, where they're very
buttoned up. Yeah,
but they want the sport to grow, and so you're going to need some drivers to show.
Hendrick wants a consistent product with their drivers. So I mean, when you get someone like a Denny or, you know, anybody that's outspoken in that sense, you're not getting consistency across the board of I know what I'm going to get, like you do with a Larson or an Elliott or a Byron or Bowman. I mean, Bowman's got the most character, you know, in that group, I would say. But some sponsors and teams like guys who are outspoken and fun, and some don't. But I will say on Twitter, you would be surprised by how many people responded to the tweet of Denny saying what he said of, you know, we're stunting growth, we're stunting star power, who said, man, I can't stand Denny Hamlin, but he's right on here.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people.
Yeah, I can agree with Denny, by the way, without disagreeing that that's the Hendrick culture and
right.
that Jeff Gordon's right in how he – look, he runs that company. He and Rick Hendrick, they get to decide what they want in their drivers. The question I have, and this is just fun for conversation, and hopefully, you know, interesting enough for anybody listening or watching this, is would Dale Jr. driving at Hendrick Motorsports had made them nervous – being as outspoken as he was. Now, you could say that Denny and Dale Jr. are not the same. I would agree. Mm. Some might say Denny's a little more controversial than Dale Jr. would choose to be. I would agree with that. But Dale Jr. also cannot tell a lie. Dale Jr. is going to be as completely transparent. He cannot hide feelings. He wears them on his sleeve. So, you know, Dale Jr. would get out of a race car and in those post-race interviews, just sort of let her fly sometimes.
Yep.
Everybody remembers the Talladega post-race interview when he was in the crash.
Yep.
And everybody, you know, yeah. So I'm just saying, I wonder if Dale Jr. would fit into that Hendrick culture today.
That's a good question.
Would you say that the Hendrick culture has shifted since Dale departed too?
I would say it shifted when Jeff became
took over
I think that's what probably I'm sure it did. Yeah, by the way, probably for the better for the business. I'm not dogging Hendrick at all.
It's working.
Who's gonna sit there and say that their mentality or their approach to running racing is not right?
They do them.
Denny does Denny, and it's completely different.
Yeah,
I just found it odd that Jeff would make the comment.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, that's kind of a distraction.
But what's the context? Was he asked?
It was... I didn't see the question. I saw the clip on SiriusXM NASCAR that they tweeted out. I didn't see the question, though, but...
Well, I think the question matters.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think if he's answering it...
Yeah, but you could easily say, I'm not here to talk about how another driver operates. He's not my driver.
But
I'm
we
not.
Don't want that. I mean, we want...
Right.
We want honesty.
But you can't come out and say, that's a distraction, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't, he said, you can't, by critique another driver, that's being a distraction to your, like.
Maybe, yeah. Listen, I think Denny said it best. Jeff's well within his right to have that opinion and then voice that opinion. And Denny's well within his right to be how he approaches Everything. My whole point, I don't know. The thing I was getting defensive about, and I didn't know if I needed to be defensive, was Jeff talking about Denny on a podcast. And he never said the podcast. Mm-hmm. He never said action's detrimental. But I wonder, I couldn't help to ask, if I wanted to go get a Hendrick Motorsports driver to do a Dirty Mo Media podcast, would that be able, is that even a possibility? Well, I think the answer to that is no.
Well, you have to think that part of it is the podcast, because Denny did get fined for comments on a podcast.
Sure.
So I'm guessing
it could be part
of it. I'm guessing right. That's part of it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, is, I guess, avoid any and all risk approach, even if it doesn't necessarily mean the most fun way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's
what I meant
approach?
By consistency. If it's like they're raising their floor, right? Like, so like they're all at the same level, whereas you have other drivers who are doing a lot of this with their comments and opinions. And
that's what I didn't like when like Ross Chastain was kind of
exactly.
reined in. I want Ross to be out there and be kind of reckless because it's entertaining and it helps the sport.
And look at Hendrick's driver lineup. I mean, you have Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, arguably the two most popular drivers in the sport right now. Not to say that Byron and Bowman are, but they're absolutely leading that ship in terms of popularity. Denny Hamlin gets mostly boos on Sundays. Yeah.
I think he's gaining a lot of fans, though, too. I don't know if he's gaining more haters. I think the haters are just being louder. I think he's actually gaining more fans. I think because he's telling people, though, to either boo or cheer loud, those boos are louder, but it's not like there's a lot more.
But like with Hendrick, they've never really known the role of the bad guy. You know, there's never been a
wait a second. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Jeff Bedine.
Hendrick.
Brian Vickers.
Hendrick has always,
at least modern day Hendrick that I've known.
Yeah, that's fair. But when Dale Jr. was at DEI.
Kyle Busch.
When Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, who do you think was the bad guy? I know who the man in black was, but I think Jeff Gordon got booed.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Dale Earnhardt got cheered. And then they made a business of it.
Yeah, and then you had.
But that wasn't a distraction, according to Jeff.
Yeah, post-Talladega when Brian Vickers cleaned out Jimmy and Dale. I mean, he was not liked from that point forward. Kyle Busch with his hand.
Yeah, Kyle Busch
was a big one at Hendrick that was not liked. I mean, and then you had Jimmy and Mark Martin and stuff like that, and Dale, of course, who are much more likable guys. But they've had their fair share of guys that were not liked.
I mean, hell, their teammates sometimes get into issues.
Hey, listen, let's settle this on the track. That's what I want to do. I want Denny versus Bowman in Phoenix.
What? Bowman?
Denny versus Bowman?
No, I didn't mean Bowman. Byron.
Mm. No.
That's how entertaining they are. I get them confused.
You want Denny versus Kyle
in
Phoenix.
Yeah. I don't know. Kyle.
I mean, most likely it's going to be Kyle and Byron in the finals.
Right.
Yeah. Denny and then the fourth, probably.
Yeah.
If we're being realistic.
Right. Right.
Well, do we want to get to that? Some Champ 4 predictions after elimination race. We have our final 8.
Well, give the 8. Who's alive? Just in case fans aren't.
The drivers still alive are William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, and Ryan Blaney. There's definitely some names on here that I was not expecting.
I got 6 of 8.
As did I.
I don't remember. I know my champion is still alive, and that's Denny Hamlin.
Me too.
But and Blaney is Dale's pick.
Yes.
And be honest with you, I couldn't wait to throw that in his face. But damn, if Blaney didn't go off and win.
That's probably the biggest surprise, I would argue, is that Blaney's still alive, especially about how, you know, bad the Fords were running going into the playoffs. That was one guy I did not see going that far.
No, well, but that's the way this playoff is. Like, you, so is anybody changing their pick?
If I could, I would take Joey Logano out because he lost forever ago. But no, I'm sticking strong with Byron. I had Byron, Denny, Truex, and Logano. I would maybe obviously
I'll
now
be changing.
Add Larson.
I'd be worried about my Truex. I have Denny winning, but Truex in the final four.
I don't think he stays that bad for that long.
Well, that's what Denny was saying. Is like he just feels like it's just ready to. Yeah. To happen.
I heard on The Athletic his last top 15 finish was at Watkins Glen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago.
I mean, he
has used the full force of the playoff points and regular season championship benefits to this point.
Do you think after this year going forward, there will be a little more talk of how important the regular season is with how Truex stayed alive because of the format?
I don't think so, just because it's still just kind of a...
But why we're seeing now this year just how important it really...
I think if Truex wins the championship, you can absolutely point to the format as the reason he did. And
I mean,
that would be
you.
The conversation.
Are y'all saying that's a bad thing or a good thing?
I think we don't make kind a big of emphasis of how important the regular season truly is.
Well, no, yeah, I think it's pretty important.
It's pretty important, but going during the regular season, it didn't like they didn't really talk about it that much.
Yeah. If your question is we're going to talk about it more, I don't think so.
I think we need to.
So, Dalton, your championship four will stay the same, and that is who?
I would take out – I had Logano, so I would take him out and put Larson in there.
Larson. Yeah, he has to take him
you
out.
You were just saying before the show you weren't sure about Larson.
I mean, I don't deny the guy's talent, but
– But Logano's already eliminated, so he has to put somebody in.
I mean, maybe Buescher, but I feel like Larson's – you can't count out Larson at Homestead, man.
Even in Vegas.
I think I'm going to go buy this Phyllis some merch for Dale's birthday.
He's wearing a Dale shirt.
Is he?
He is.
I'll be right back.
Micah, can you videotape this on your phone?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, all right, Mike is going to go surprise a fan here in the gift shop. Technically, he is the first to the stanchions.
Yeah.
So
for happy birthday, Dale.
Happy birthday, indeed.
Let's talk a little Vegas race.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, can I get my champ four? Because I'm changing mine.
Okay, change yours.
I'm going William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick. Those are my four. I'm taking Truex out. Sold on him.
I hear you.
I'm sticking with mine. Denny, Truex, Larson, Byron.
There you go.
Sticking with it. Truex kind of had a little, like, when his post-race interview, did you feel like he had, like, a little bit of confidence in him now that he made it through this, kind of like,
there's not a single race in the entire season where I look at and go like, nah, I'm counting Truex out. You know, like I really think that any track, any place, Truex can win. I mean, that's just, I don't know. So you got Vegas.
Did you hear him and James Small's radio when they were like telling him like where he's at and everything? He goes, I don't know what that is. Leave me alone. He's just so just like matter of fact.
Yep, he's just in there to drive the car, man.
The only argument I will make for Truex is two top 10 finishes at both Martinsville and Homestead last year. And I guess, he finished 7th in Vegas earlier this year. I mean, those are solid efforts. And I guess, is that all he really needs if we're – Seeding things differently is just a solid effort.
Well,
to
it depends
sneak
on
his way in.
It depends on stage points, though, too.
I mean, all he's got to do is beat four guys. You know, he doesn't have to go out there and whip Byron, Denny, and Kyle Larson's butt. He's just got to go out there and beat Buescher.
Mike, what'd he say?
And Reddick and Bell and Blaney.
His name's Lee, and he's shopping right now. I would have brought him on. He just had some.
Oh boy.
He just had some dental work done, so he can't really.
He can't really talk.
He's like, I can't talk.
That's great for a podcast.
So I didn't invite him on because I don't want him to be embarrassed by that. But He's shopping right now, and then so there's the first birthday present.
Nice. Happy birthday, Dale.
Happy birthday,
so
Dale.
He's lucky. He's this had some donor because I was gonna say if they want to cash in on the prize, they have to come in and sing happy birthday.
That's a good Dale. I don't know if I'd like that. Might not get some good singers.
Yeah.
Also, one thing about the Roval I did want to say, was it BS that Bubba got spun?
So stupid.
Through the bus stop or whatever it's called back there, and then had to serve the penalty.
We talked about that on BBC.
To me, that's ridiculous.
Well, and the point we made, too, was he already lost so many positions. It's not like he benefited from cutting through the corner after he got spun out. I mean, at that point, he already lost a ton of spots. Now, on the flip side, what could make a difference is he lost, say, 10 spots by spinning and then kept going. What if that was all the difference in the playoffs, but the rule is he has to do a stop and go by technicality?
Well, then I think
you
the rule's
into,
dumb.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, the rule's dumb. It needs to go away.
I think if you get collected, yeah, that's not it, by no. It's not like he chose to do that.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't a trick shot. You know, he was trying to get his way through. I just hated it because he was putting together such a good run, and it bummed me out to see him go spinning like that, and then have to serve a penalty.
Yeah.
So,
let's get to Vegas, Mike. We started doing the DBC pick.
Well, hold on.
Style.
Before we get to our picks, you two are going to Vegas, right?
Something fun on Friday.
That's right. I was going to get there. Don't worry.
Well, Travis wants you to get there.
We're there.
Travis wants me to go. He wants me to go sooner.
Yeah, we're there.
Sooner rather than later.
We are going to Vegas. And, by the way, Andrew Curlin, big responsibility.
Yeah, can I say?
I think you should. I think you should. We haven't teased it at all.
We haven't said any. No one would be knowing that I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Does it change a thing?
No.
If they know you're going to Vegas.
Ticketmaster just shut down. They found out Andrew Curlin's going to be there.
I'm just saying, I have not shared what I'm doing in Vegas. I mean, I've told people, but
I've told
not publicly.
Just not on Dirty Mill Live.
I'm going to be running the damn ship.
Yeah, you are going to be running it. But the fact of the matter is that
herding cattle.
Right. We expect a big performance out of you. Listen, it's Friday night, Westgate. There's still tickets available. You can see Andrew. You can go for Andrew, but there's others there too.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Jr. is going to be there.
Scratch out Dale Jr. It's Andrew.
It is called. Yeah, it's not called Andrew and Friends. It's called Dale Jr. and Friends. And
I'm a friend.
And you are. Listen, I
some friend.
We need to go ahead and just talk about the Ticketmaster link right now because I need people on this YouTube and anybody that's listening to this come to the show. We are building a show that I think is going to be once in a lifetime. I say once in a lifetime, I can promise you it's not going to happen a second time. It's not. It's going to happen once. We're going to get the door bumper clear guys, myself, Dale Jr., Andrew Curlin, maybe another person. And the fact of the matter is we're going to share things. Anybody talks about they want us all to do a show together, this is it. We're not doing it as a podcast.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it on YouTube. You got to come to the show. By the way, it's a cheap ticket. It's a cheap ticket. It's like a $100 ticket. And you get drinks. Free drinks, Travis.
Two free drinks.
Oh, with
Travis
your ticket, might be
flying with your
out.
Ticketmaster voucher. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's Friday night, 7 o'clock Vegas time. And we're going to go several hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then afterwards, we're going to probably hang out. At least I am. I don't got nowhere else to go. I'm going to hang out. We're going to, drink some beers. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I just, Curlin, your introduction of Dale, it better be really good.
Better than yours in Nashville?
Because mine in Nashville was, people have been talking about it.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Saying good or bad things.
Great things.
Oh. Alex, did you even say his name?
I did. I didn't need to, but I did. Alex Timms throwing in hats and shirts. So you've got, you know.
Yeah.
Can I throw some hats?
I will say this show is kind of like everybody that always says, like, man, I'd love to just sit down and have a beer with Dale Jr., the DBC guys.
That's what this
is. Pretty much that show.
We're going to be drinking the
stories
whole show.
That wouldn't be told on
we
the
will
podcast.
Be, exactly. We'll be hammered at the end of the show.
Promise we'll be, you that.
So if Door Bumper Clear guys do what they do sober on the show. Well, they may be a little, not sober. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No,
I'm just saying, to your point, if you get a few drinks in them,
There'll be a few drinks in them.
I think so. Just a few. At least.
We're gonna do a lot of engagement directly with the people in the audience. It's gonna be a. It's just gonna be a blast, man. It's gonna be fun.
And the best, my favorite part about this is there's no bleep button. There's no. I mean, what you see is what you get.
Right. Right. Which is why it's only gonna happen once.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not gonna have us back. Right. They're not gonna have us back. The good news is that we're planning the show to not be had back.
I mean, when you got nothing to lose.
To not be had back, right. So come out to Vegas, Westgate Resort, 7 o'clock. DirtyMo.com/live, right?
Yep. DirtyMoMedia.com/live.
I'm sorry. DirtyMoMedia.com/live. DirtyMoMedia.com/live. You can go click a link, go right there, buy tickets, be there Friday night. And if you are going to be around for the weekend, and maybe you're going to go to the race that weekend, that's awesome. Vegas is going to have a race, but they ought to go because of our Westgate show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I could.
If you're a race fan going to see the race, what a great thing to do on a Friday night.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. That I wish I could.
Because I had a few people come up to me at the track this weekend. They're like, hey, I just have time to kill. I'm going to be in Vegas this week and I have time to kill. I'm going to be there on Friday at the show because it's a fun thing to do in the town.
I wish we could do a telethon like right now where we could incentivize ticket buyers, like if they were buying it right now on YouTube.
I mean,
I don't know how
I've
to prove it.
I've got nothing to do the rest of the day.
I don't know how to prove it.
All right, so here's Dalton's phone number.
Yeah, no.
Anyways.
On to the race.
On to Vegas.
Well, Vegas.
Wait, crack Dalton first.
We could do that.
You want me to?
Or try.
I saw one earlier that I liked.
All right.
This probably needs to be looked at by people not hosting the show. This probably could be from the producer's room, but let's see if you can crack Dalton.
Hold on.
I can crack a beer.
Give me a second. I'm scrolling. Oh, well, now he's like, yeah, I guess he's expecting
it.
Well,
yeah, that's...
When a moth hits the windshield, what is the last thing to go through its mind?
Its ass.
Shoot. Its butt.
Yeah, that's weak. You got to come back.
That was awful.
Sorry,
harder,
Travis.
Harder than that.
Okay. Now we got to get, now that people know.
We're going.
Send some in. While we do our picks here, I'm going to be monitoring.
Are we picking Vegas?
Huh?
We're picking Vegas?
Picking drivers.
Okay.
So we've been doing each week.
We've been doing DBC. You know how they pick a driver every week and you can't pick the same one.
Guess who's winning, Mike?
Travis is winning by
Humble
one race.
In victory.
Do I need to go look at a sheet?
Here.
We've got a sheet for you. All right. You can pick anyone. You can pick anyone. I picked...
Well, not anyone.
Ryan Blaney. And he finished the lowest out of the three of our picks. I picked Blaney. Dalton picked Chase Elliott, who finished ninth. Travis picked Tyler Reddick, who finished sixth, the highest of
all. I didn't finish last
three of
us.
You did not finish last. I, in Vegas, will be picking William Byron.
That was going to be my pick.
I didn't think he was going to make it to me, and I've already picked him. So.
Oh, man.
My first two picks that we did, I didn't realize we were doing like these. I didn't understand DBC rules. So I picked some people I probably wouldn't have.
I am going to pick... Got some guys I want to save for Homestead.
You could pick Vermont.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Vermont. The entire state of Vermont. Because it's on my list here at the bottom. For some reason. What if I wanted to pick J.J. Ailey?
You can. You can. Okay. You can also pick him.
Dang it! That was my pick.
No. I'm going to take Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick. That's a good one. Oof. I'm surprised you wouldn't save him for Miami.
I've got another guy in mind for Miami.
You've Kyle Larson, don't you?
No.
Is Ty Dillon still available?
It's Vermont.
He is still available.
He is available.
I'm going to take Ty Dillon.
I don't think you understand. We're trying to pick the best driver.
I'm taking Ty Dillon.
Okay.
Who do
Maybe
I want?
Maybe the big one will collect everybody.
The big one of Vegas.
Yeah. Hey, Dalton, what did the Frenchman say to the flamingo?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't speak French.
Because the P's silent. Yeah.
You guys have told three jokes combined, and we've known two of them. man, this is tough.
Can you silently pee? Is that a thing? Can you do that? Never mind.
Is this? What?
I'm just trying to make. I'm just trying. Now I'm just getting stupid with Dalton.
Is that a real question that you're asking? That's a real question.
Give me Blaney.
It's a good pick. If I hadn't have picked him already, I would have taken him.
Why doesn't Dale let Dalton drive a car? Because the only thing Dalton is good at is accelerating his own ego.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
That cracked everybody but Dalton, but that's a good start. That's a good start.
Jake, that was funny.
Yep.
Yeah, let's just roast Dalton.
It doesn't get
you
right.
How stupid this guy is.
I love
Look
this.
Look how ugly and dumb that guy is. Right, let's
I don't think you're ugly.
Yeah.
People think we look alike.
I don't see it.
I got my stepladder the other day. I never knew my real ladder.
That's a good
Come
one.
On.
I don't play around, man.
I love this.
This is legit.
I love this. Keep it coming. All right. Keep trying to do this.
I don't want anybody to get anything.
Do I have to bring out these nuts again?
I don't want anybody to get anything for Dale's birthday. I want to win the prize.
Listen, $500 to whoever can crack Dalton Greco for Dale's birthday.
Right?
$500.
Yeah. Dang.
$500 right here to anybody that can crack Dalton Greco. I'm not kidding.
Like, I thought I would have been able to get you already.
No. Oh. For anybody on YouTube right now that can crack Dalton Greco, we'll send $500.
You heard it
bucks.
From Mike.
Let me message some stuff.
Yeah, I'm monitoring the chat here. Waiting for more to come in.
This is not easy, by the way.
Hey.
Person in the store.
What's your name?
Rico.
Rico? Hey, listen, Rico, it's Dale Jr.'s birthday today, and I'm buying people $100 worth of gear in there. Okay. I'm going to come up there and tell Shannon that you get $100 worth of whatever you want. Nice. But do you want to come on to the – do you want to say something in the mic? We're live. Sure. Come here, Rico. Here. You come take my place for a second. You interview Rico while I go settle up
Let's
at the cashier.
It.
This is for Dale's birthday.
I like
All
this.
Right. Happy birthday, Dale. Come on in, Rico.
Rico!
Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome.
How are
you?
How's
How
it
going,
doing?
Rico?
Doing good.
You sit down,
throw them headphones on, man.
There he is.
There he is.
Did he get him?
All right.
Rico, where are you from?
I'm from Houston,
Texas. Bring that mic towards you.
And then flip one of the ears over. You got it. Yeah. Houston. What brings
Texas.
You here?
Came to the Robo, actually.
Oh,
did you really?
Yeah? What'd you think?
It was great. Great experience. I was at Charlotte. For the first time. So first time being in the area. So.
Very cool.
So first time Roval experience.
Yeah.
Was it good? Yes or no?
So like.
I liked it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a great experience.
I think being there at the track is completely different than watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Where'd you watch the race from?
I was
the
in
track.
The Ford in the Ford grandstand. So I was like on row 21. I was able to see the whole track. It was great.
That is the neat part about the Roval, that you can see the whole track. I would agree with that. That's what Bob Pockers was saying. That's what makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Is that in a lot of road courses you can't see the whole track. So you just see him come by and you're like, well, I'll see him in another minute.
Yeah, and I'm from Houston, so one of my home tracks is COTA.
Oh, cool.
Which is great. However, it's like, you see the cars pass by like every 2 minutes or so. So this was definitely a great experience.
Who's your driver? Did you say it?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
All right.
Who's your active driver?
It's his birthday today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Happy birthday, Junior. And then my favorite active driver is Daniel Suarez.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He calls the scene on Sunday.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah.
There's some times where I'm like, ooh, man. But, yeah, so ever since Junior retired, just kind of been here and there. But Suarez has really caught my attention. But for sure, favorite Xfinity team. I follow Junior Motorsports everywhere.
Gotcha.
So.
Nice.
Is this your first race you've been to, or you've been to?
No, I've been to multiple.
Okay.
My home track is Texas Motor Speedway and COTA. I go to those every year. It's super fun.
What's your favorite?
Texas Motor Speedway for sure.
Wow.
I'm a oval person. However, I haven't been to other ovals. I know Texas has its reputation about not being great right now with the package and everything, but for sure, love Charlotte. And after Sunday, I'm like, man, it'd be cool to be here for the 600. So planning on maybe doing that next year.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
See,
yeah, for sure.
I almost wonder, maybe that's why we keep the Rovals, because it's going to, I mean, there's a reason you go to one and then you got to, now he's going to come back to see an oval race here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So would you go back to the Roval again?
Yes. Yeah. It was a great experience. I didn't have really anything negative to say about it. I thought the track was great. So much history. I love
Marcus
Charlotte,
Smith plant.
So
yeah. Is this so? Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the argument that a lot of people make is that the oval just has a better product right now.
Yes.
So,
and I would say if they were to change it to an oval, I would probably prefer that. But I mean, if I had the chance to go to the oval, I would
heard
still
it here
go.
First.
I like this. So.
Yeah. I still like the Rebel. All right, so my votes, I like, I don't
we
know.
We were talking about our championship four and who we think is going to win. Right now with the eight, who's going to be the champion?
Here, we've got a list of the eight just in case.
Yeah.
My God, I've got like 80 papers.
There's your eight right there.
You got them? Yeah, okay.
Honestly, I'm...
Or who are you rooting for?
I was listening to Hamlin's podcast today, and I'm rooting for Buescher, Texas guy.
Okay.
He's one of the remaining ones in the playoffs, but I think Martin Truex is going to wake up this round of eight.
Oh, interesting.
And make a really good run for the championship.
So before you walked in, I was betting against Truex, and then I've kind of gone back against it. He's got points on his side. He's at three good tracks, and you're the second person to say Truex is going to do something good. So I might have to be careful about what I say.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think he's going to wake up. Sleeping giant.
It better because you're out of mulligans now. Like it's.
I haven't taken mine. You're the
no
one
no. Sorry, not you. Oh, gotcha. Truex is out of mulligans. Yeah. Like he's messed around these playoffs so far, but
fair.
You're not at a point where you can do that now.
Fair,
right.
Cool,
well, good
man.
Deal. Well, we'll let you go shopping and pick out something you like.
Go get something good.
Yeah,
we'll should do, get an Action Detrimental T-shirt.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, we'll see. Yeah,
that's true. Travis trying to push some Dirty Mo sales here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Dirty Mo. Big fan of all the podcasts here. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure.
Of course, man.
Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Rico. Very cool.
Yeah,
Rico. Look at magic happens here on Dirty Mo Live. You know. If anybody else is in the area, you never know.
Yeah.
You
never
know.
Drive. I like this.
This is
Let's
so cool.
Let's just keep doing this. We should do this every live.
Yep. Anybody
Bring
wants
someone
to
on.
Read that top one.
Which one?
The top chat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, this one. Okay. He's going for seconds. Hey, why is Dalton like a NASCAR crash? They're both a total wreck. Ha, 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 ha.
I like this Dalton just roast.
Yeah. This is going to be
it's not going to get me.
Nobody's going to get any money. You guys got to step it up.
That was
What
cool.
do you what do you call a cow with a twitch? Beef jerky. Come on.
I want the $500.
This joke is for Travis.
Double O gets the
What
show.
Do you call what do you do when a Michigan graduate knocks at your door? You pay him for the pizza.
That's a good one.
What do Dalton and Google have in common? They both just know f***ing everything.
You sound like my dad.
I'm loving this.
I added the curse.
Dalton's good.
Oh.
I tried to. I'm going to be working hard here. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, can you bleep that live?
Tim's, I'm sorry.
Hey, I got to edit this with Dirty Mo Live. Stop.
Oh, crap. Sorry, Travis. All right, where are we going? Where are we going?
Let it go. Let the censors go because we'll just let the podcast gods ban Dale Jr. for a week or two.
Oh, jeez.
We get a week off then.
Yeah, while he's gone, we get into trouble.
Carrie said, damn, drinking early. You have no idea. This is Travis's, second beer?
This is
He brushes his teeth.
Beer number two? Vodka. Yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Maybe you don't.
I use vodka as mouthwash.
Congrats to Sam Mayer, by the way.
Yes.
For his big win.
That's why
we have the beer
what
toast.
What a race.
The first gentleman that I bought Dale Jr. presents for was like his reaction to it. Like I said, hey, we're buying you $100 worth of whatever you want in the store. And he goes, I'm real happy about Sam Mayer's win. And I'm
did you hear what I just said?
Yeah. I'm happy that you're happy, but hey, I'm buying you $100.
It's like, that's great. Sam Mayer's my guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy a bunch of Josh Berry stuff.
I mean, that was a big win because Sam needed the win to get in.
So,
Sam's a good
how did the frozen chicken cross the road? In a shopping bag.
Your delivery's got to improve. I think
I'm just trying. I don't know. I feel like I'm scrambling here.
Yeah, you're.
You're not helping.
I'm breaking him.
Now, the jokes haven't been great, but you're not helping the jokes, Curlin.
Speaking Who of, has more L's this season, my jokes or the Carolina Panthers?
That's not funny.
Sorry.
The Panthers do suck. They're awful. Friday morning, Andrew's got a cool thing he's doing. I don't know if we want to. We can just like allude
this?
To it. We don't have to say who it is.
We'll just say we got another next level shoot.
Yeah.
Coming. And then a few weeks after that, we have another very cool next level
shoot. The next level.
And by the way, neither are relating to racing.
Nope.
And
that's not true at all. It's literally not true at all.
Okay. You're right.
You're just lying to the people.
I will say
the man who invented a knock knock joke should get a Nobel Prize. Nobel.
Listen, I gotta be honest. I'm not impressed. I thought our people would come up with this isn't a dad joke competition.
Yeah. I think Curlin should have to pay you $500 for telling these awful jokes.
Right. It was
the one last week
that got me was the
there was one that always got you?
No, it got me last week for sure. It was
these nuts.
No. That was
you're getting too loud. I think that's your
Sorry, Tims.
We couldn't afford a dog, so my parents told me to walk the plank or whatever. Like, that one got me for some reason. There's little ones like that, but I don't know.
I mean, how dark do we want to get with these jokes?
Dark. Apparently know. Need to.
Yeah.
Suck.
There was one last week that
Look, look. It didn't have to be jokes. Say something witty enough to
exactly. It's
who
hard
said
because
this is a joke.
This is also my job. I have to write like witty, funny stuff every day.
Right.
So you have to
so
come
when
correct.
You better
like,
come with the heat. Yeah. Right.
So put some typos in it, and he'll understand.
That's a real good one. I made that joke yesterday, Travis. It doesn't count.
Oh wait, is there one
read
that you
the
can't
bottom
read?
One? I don't know if I want to read this one.
It's probably the one
for
that'll
Reese.
Make me laugh.
No, that's no.
All right, never mind.
That wasn't good. Or
Travis
you know.
Doesn't like it.
All right,
he didn't want me to read it.
That's saying something if Travis doesn't like it. Oh man, 10/10 is a cool day for a birthday, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like there's like cool dates. You know what I mean?
And 10/10 is one.
Yeah, the repeating number is kind of cool.
If you're born in like 2010 or
10/10 2010
1910, like
yeah, okay, then you're making my argument.
No, I don't.
Travis just doesn't like dates. He's not a fan.
That's fair.
I just don't think 10/10's like.
Hey, listen.
Sorry, I'm scrambling over here.
Listen, this. Yeah, you look at.
Why do Dalton? What do Dalton and the Scarecrow? Let me start that.
Jesus,
over.
You can't even read.
Sorry, Mondays. What do? Sorry, I was just checking to see if. Say what, Dalton? You okay? You doing okay? Okay. What do Dalton and the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz have in common? They both act like they have a stick up their ass.
I like that.
You could see it coming from a mile away.
You know what?
I had no idea what I was doing.
I've learned something about myself. I am amused by the Dalton roasting.
I'm glad that's good for you.
I didn't know that about myself until now. But I like the Dalton roasting.
Yeah.
Mike, did you pick who's going to win Vegas?
Ty Dillon.
Yeah. The state
of
Vermont.
That's the best joke of the day.
No, I really believe it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I do. I think he's due.
Okay, I'll bet you. I will.
I just make Greco crack. I just won the money.
You win the $500.
We got to send it to Ty Dillon.
Yeah.
Listen.
Be the first prize he's got this year.
He's due.
He's not due.
He's due.
I'll bet you that Blaney finishes ahead of Ty Dillon.
Listen, this isn't about you. This is about just I made my pick. I don't need to go make extra bets.
Okay, Ty Dillon doesn't finish in the top 20.
Whatever. You're going to regret that.
You want to bet?
Top 25.
You want to bet?
Listen, I've already given you so many chances to win money today, and
you
have failed.
You gave me one chance.
Now, I gave you multiple, and you failed.
No.
You're not worth betting.
You gave me one chance.
What, hold on. Andrew's got one on deck here.
I'm reading a message from Kyle that said, Andrew is being that unpopular nerdy kid in school that is being obnoxiously loud to try and be funny and cool. Stop it, Andrew. Just stop it and be normal. I'm scrambling here. I'm just trying to make Dalton go off the deep end.
This is your worst performance.
This is tough.
I'm not very proud of it. Here's one thing I want to say real quick. Andrew is going to go interview somebody Friday morning for Next Level. She is a UFC fighter. I want her to choke him out.
Yes, I think it has to happen.
That would make me laugh.
I want her to choke him out. And I want...
Well, let's bring her out.
No, for real. So, Andrew will not do it.
Why?
I didn't say I why, will
why
not could, do it.
Why
I
won't
would,
you?
I would...
Does
like
it have to
not.
Be to unconsciousness?
Yes.
That yeah. is what it's called. That is, you by definition, not
listen,
choking out.
I mean, listen,
why?
It has nothing to do with my triathlon. So
then, okay, then what's it? Why?
Don't say that. It's because I got to host a show later that night.
She's not gonna
I've never been choked out. What if I feel off the rest of the day?
No, that's an awful excuse.
Frankly, there's people on here that would rather you be off right now mm-hmm. Than apparently than if
it'd
this
be,
is your on.
Be funnier.
If this is your on.
Listen, if you're off, we'll get you an IV bag with all sorts of goodies in it and get you back up and
legal
going.
Goodies.
Yeah.
So, all right. So nobody was able to crack Dalton Greco. I don't think we can go. Yeah, I did, but you know.
But you don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I win the prize. So if anybody thinks that they can do it, you got 3 minutes right now.
I still
3 minutes right now.
Ooh, can Misha Tate come to the live show? Chokes him out live on stage at the end of the show.
Strong women choking you? Andrew living the dream.
Ooh. Wow, that's close. And Greco, there was a reaction.
I'm more stunned you read it.
Yeah, look, we're going to a review right now, and after further review, he did not crack, but that was close.
It was close, yeah.
That was from Double O. Double O's been trying.
Double O's been really trying. I appreciate
Double O's
it.
Our most loyal
Matt, Double
fan
O.
that we have.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you got? I'm going to go spend more money in the store with fans, but other than that.
Does this mean I get the money?
No.
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 You get a beer.
I don't want a beer.
Well, what's the price?
I don't know. What can you do right now? I gave him an opportunity. What is Dalton's opportunity?
If he chucks a beer.
Like, see how long he can hold his breath.
I choke out Curlin to practice, get him ready for Friday?
I don't think you know the technique. I think you might kill him.
Dustin, you know how to choke somebody out?
I think you might kill him.
We'll have Dustin do it.
All right.
Give me one more, Andrew.
Boy,
I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, I need one to come in. Huh?
Hey.
That was not good.
I'm gonna tell you something though. We should just do this for Double O. He didn't crack, but again, it's Dale's birthday. We should.
And Double O has not missed a Dirty Mo Live. In right. probably 2 months.
And probably 1 week.
And did he come the closest?
He missed last week for the record.
Was that the one of choking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah. I really had to fight that one to stay in.
Well, close us down. We'll send it to Double O. We'll send it to Double O.
I have his info.
Yeah. Close us down, and then we will I'll also go buy some more stuff for fans in the store, and we'll go on. Dale Jr. will enjoy his birthday.
DirtyMoMedia.com/live.
DirtyMoMedia.com/live. That's where you get tickets for our show Friday night. And, I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be fun.
Should be a good week.
Yeah.
Word. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And everyone who stopped by in the JRM gift shop.
Thank you, Rico.
Would love to have someone on every week. And yeah. I think we typically go live, like, what, Wednesday?
Wednesday's around 3-ish.
Wednesday's around 3. So if you're in the area... Stop on by, and we'd love to bring you on the show for a little bit.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in.
See y'all.
Beer toast later.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.